This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Myles Garrett has requested a trade from the Browns. NFL reporter Jeremy Fowler is now with us. So, Jeremy, what can you tell us more about this request?
Hey, Christine, I just checked with some sources before I came on air here. I was told that this is not a contract ploy for Myles Garrett, that the Browns are fully comfortable paying Myles Garrett a new contract. Sometimes you see players when they make a trade request, the bigger play is to get more money. This is not a money thing. This is solely a winning issue. So what he said in his statement, I'm told, is exactly true. There's no hidden agenda here. I even asked a source involved that, what if the Browns get aggressive in their spending in pursuit of more talent? If they get better this offseason, will that change your decision? I was told no. Meanwhile, the Browns, like, they've been clear. Nothing has changed for them. That they are going to stand pat. They do not want to trade Myles Garrett. They have no plans of doing so. They were not blitzed by this decision. I was told they got a heads up before the statement came out.
Yeah.
Now they have to try to find some common ground here, and it could take a while.
It's not going to happen. That courtesy of ESPN from a couple days ago when Myles Garrett decided he wants out of Cleveland. To talk more about that here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, is Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers podcast, co-owner and founder of the Leap Newsletter. Him and Jason Hirshhorn do a great job with that. Peter, thanks for coming on.
I'm glad we get to talk about Myles Garrett. It is one of the conversations of Super Bowl week right now in New Orleans, and it is. There's always something. Everyone is talking about this, and of course, Luka Doncic.
Before we get to that, I have something else that I came across while the commercial break was playing that I would like to get your thought on. Joe Starkey, who is with 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, put up a poll this morning. Should the Steelers trade T.J. Watt? It was a 15-minute poll. 270 votes in 15 minutes, which is quite a bit in 15 minutes. 64% said of Steelers fans, obviously, that they would want to trade TJ Watt as much as it would hurt at this point. He's got 1 year left on his deal. Charlie, what are the numbers?
So he has a base salary of $21 million, a cap hit of $30.4 million, and a dead cap number of $9.3 million.
What say you, Peter Bukowski?
Well, it makes sense from a financial standpoint. If you're the Pittsburgh Steelers and you want to reset this a little bit, I mean, I don't know what Mike Tomlin's appetite for that is. That's the problem. If ownership is saying, hey, look, we didn't get the quarterback thing right. We gave it a shot. But what we're actually going to do, the best thing for this team, is to say, let's reset it, reset the timeline, go try and build this thing back. Then, yeah, it makes a ton of sense for the Steelers. And it would make, like, can you imagine the conquering heroes welcome that TJ Watt would get if let's just say the Packers made that deal? I mean, Brian Gutekunst, would they build the statue to Gutekunst during the press conference announcing the trade?
Well, that's the thing, though. But the other part about this is then you're going to obviously have to make him a gigantic offer and pay him and take care of him kind of going forward. But now you have Myles Garrett out there, who you just talked about. He's got 2 years left on his deal. This dude here, TJ Watt, has 1 year left on his deal. Wisconsin native, better pass rusher than probably JJ Watt for certain at this point. So if we're talking about giving up ones and whatever for Khalil Mack, what are we going to be talking about for TJ Watt if that's a thing?
I mean, I would think it has to start with a first-round pick, and then there's a negotiation beyond that. Even with just 1 year left on his deal, he's that impactful. He has a weird knack. It's one of those very funny things. Like, if you look at some of the underlying metrics for him, the pressures, the pressure to sack, all that stuff, it doesn't show an elite pass rusher. And yet, every year, he has a billion sacks, and he leads the league in forced fumbles. He just has a unique knack to make these plays when they're opportunities in front of him. And in a lot of ways, he's sort of the bizarro Rashawn Gary, who's always close, always the bridesmaid, never the bride when it comes to sacking the quarterback. TJ Watt is kind of the opposite. He maximizes every opportunity that he has. And he would also, and this is something that I think is important for the Packers, it's a different type of pass rusher, TJ Watt is. Now, Myles Garrett is a different level, too, than anything that they have. But TJ Watt has that speed. He can work speed to power. He can win quickly. And that is something, especially when he's singled up as a one-on-one situation. The Packers don't have that. And I think that would be pretty intriguing to them, especially if the price is lower. I think that if that could be a thing, if that would be a thing, that, in a lot of ways, I think that makes more sense for Green Bay. Because I think the price would probably be lower. I think the cost would probably be lower. That's probably where Brian Gutekunst would rather be.
What about Myles Garrett? I said yesterday on the show, Peter Bukowski, that if it was me, I'd give him a one this year. I'd give him a 3-26 and a 1-27 in order to get this done. Everybody's like, whoa, multiple ones. Yeah, but you're going to be better with Myles Garrett. You better be drafting like 28 to 32 if you have Myles Garrett added to this roster. So it shouldn't be that big of a deal. Secondly, it's not like he's been hitting home runs on his first round picks anyhow at this point. So let's be honest about that. Like, I would have no fear whatsoever in being super aggressive to get this done. And on top of that, Andy Herman, you know, who hosts the Pack-A-Day radio show this morning, was saying this morning kind of like you have to sign him to an extension. I don't think you have to sign him to anything. You can make this deal, keep him from 2 years, and let him go where he wants.
Well, and what the reporting is that this is not about money.
Correct.
That this is about him wanting to win, and he's sick of losing in Cleveland, and maybe in a different situation. He's like, look, I'm happy here. Let's play it out for a year, and then let me show you I'm worth the money. I think Myles Garrett is willing to bet on himself in that way. I mean, that's the part of this that we just we can't know from the outside. But so like when you look at the Packers team and we go back to that Khalil Mack trade, that was a one, that year it was and then a second coming back. So it's basically a trade down. And that makes this interesting because it like the Packers, you mentioned, so like Lucas Van Ness, what is the best case for Lucas Van Ness? He's 60% as good as Myles Garrett. Like a first round pick could be anything. It could even be a pick as good as Myles Garrett and probably isn't. Like in 99% of scenarios, isn't as good. So I think the Packers have missed, of all the different ways that Brian Gutekunst has found to make this roster better, the one thing he's never done is swing an impactful trade. And this could be an opportunity where you're using draft capital, you're taking a swing and saying, look, we know this guy's good now. We believe in our draft and develop a philosophy, but we know this guy is awesome. The opportunity to try and trade for these guys is rare, and so we're going to take our shot. They tried it with Khalil Mack. I think we might be in a similar situation with this where, yeah, the Packers get in, but like the 49ers have the 11th overall pick and they offer that versus the Packers' 23rd pick. Well, that gap is big. Like the gap between 11 and 23 is a full day two pick. The Packers would have to come in over the top with even more stuff to beat that. So I do think it's going to be tough from that perspective, unless this is something where Myles Garrett is saying, I want to go here, or TJ Watt is saying, I want to go here. But the NFL does not work like the NBA. So I don't even know if that would be effective.
That's the other thing about this, too. How much say do you think these coaches are having when Brian Gutekunst is having the conversation of, well, you know, there's Myles Garrett out there. Well, there appears there might be TJ Watt out there. Well, we could go sign Khalil Mack. Like, how much do you think he's actually having conversations with Halfley?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
LaFleur about all this.
I mean, they better be. We know that over the last couple of years with Brian Gutekunst that the coaches have offered input. Like, we know Mike Patton said, I would love to get either Preston or Za'Darius Smith. I think they'd be perfect for us. And the Packers went out and got both of them. So they do get input on, hey, these are guys I would like to move forward with. The question is, what are they getting, and how are they able to maximize their resource allocation and say, what is the best way? Like, how good do we think Khalil Mack can be in Green Bay? Then you're giving no draft capital. You're paying him less money, and you're getting him for 2 or 3 years at a really high level. It's the difference between making the Reggie White move plus draft capital, right, or the Julius Peppers move. And if you're the Packers, I think the question is, what is the best use of your resources? I frankly think just signing someone like Khalil Mack outright, or someone like Hassan Reddick outright, versus adding in all the draft capital that would take, makes more sense to me. But I also think that it's just unlikely that the Green Bay, just because of who they are and what they've done success-wise. Remember, the Raiders wanted the Bears picks because they thought the Bears would be worse. When the Packers offered a second for Chase Claypool, the Bears came in and were able to offer a much better second-round pick because they're a worse team. That is part of the uphill battle the Packers face here.
Tom, Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers podcast, co-owner and founder of the Leap newsletter. Him and Jason Hirschhorn. He joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy Sparky with you. Follow him on Twitter at Peter_Bukowski. Thoughts on the comings and goings of this coaching staff and what it looks like today?
Yeah, I think you have to be even more impressed with the job that Jeff Hafley did last year putting together this staff. I mean, Derek Ainsley goes out and he gets a defensive coordinator interview. Anthony Campanile comes out and gets the Jaguars defensive coordinator job. And then you hired an assistant linebackers coach in John Duggan, who can come right in and step in. That was presumably why he was hired. Remember, Anthony Campanile was getting some defensive coordinator interest last year, and the Packers were able to get him in and get him in as their linebackers coach. So I think Halfley did a terrific job. I think it gets harder if you have more success. The more you have to replace these guys, the harder it gets. You're not going to be right every time. But in a 24-month cycle, I think that the Packers have to feel pretty good about where they are. And I think they have to feel pretty good that they were able to keep continuity on offense with Adam Stenovich staying in the building. Jason Vrabel, I think, is there ready to step in. But again, that's a question mark. Elevating Sean Mannion was always the smart thing in terms of the way that this was going to play out when they brought him in. They see him as a future offensive coordinator, future head coach type. So I think they handled this well. I think if you're going to be critical, what you might want to see is say, hey, look, it'd be nice to have some outside voices in here to bring in some new blood and some new ideas, some new conversations, because I just think that that's always helpful in any circumstance to say, hey, this person's not just been around here to see how we do it every day. Maybe they have some ideas that we're missing.
I really wanted Bobby Sloak on this staff. I really wanted to add him to this offensive staff. That's what I was hoping for, and it clearly does not appear that's going to happen.
You know, I guess I would push back and say I don't know what the utility is other than he called plays, but he got fired because he wasn't very good at calling plays. He comes from a football background, of course, with the bloodlines, Pro Football Focus. He's obviously someone who understands some of the data and the analytics, but then he's running these like bad second and long runs, and the offense just never felt cohesive to me. Maybe just to have him in the building and just see what you could shake loose there. But
you've got Luke Getsy at this point. What does it matter?
Well, but you, I think keeping Adam Stenovich makes this all kind of moot because he's really the backbone of what they're trying to do there, non-Matt LaFleur division. And so Luke Getsy's just in there to just advise. And I think he got a raw deal in two straight stops, which is pretty rare for a coach. I don't know how you tie the inefficiencies, the inaccuracies of Justin Fields, of Aiden O'Connell, of Gardner Minshew on Luke Getsy. That seems totally ridiculous. The best version of this offense that we've seen over the last 5-6 years had Luke Getsy on the staff. I understand saying, hey, we like this guy. We think he's a really good coach. He can help us and bringing him back in.
We thought the same thing about Nathaniel Hackett.
That's true, but just because you go out and you are ill-equipped to be a head coach does not mean that you were bad at the job that you did. And then in New York, he's not running Nathaniel Hackett's offense. He's running Aaron Rodgers' offense. It's hard for me to get too upset about that. That was a golden coffin of his own making.
Take this audio right here, Charlie Usen. Take this audio, send it to Getsy, send it to Hackett, and say Peter Bukowski has agreed to represent them going forward in all contract negotiations for future jobs.
Will do.
Yeah, Peter Bukowski has
him. I'll give him a nice deal on the points.
Yes. Locked On Packers Podcast, co-founder of the Leap Newsletter. Follow him on Twitter at Peter_Bukowski. Tell us all about the Leap Newsletter there, Mr. Bukowski.
We got a lot of good stuff right now. My colleague, you mentioned Jason Hirschhorn, has done a great job with collecting tidbits from around the coaching searches that the Packers have been involved in around the NFC North and all that good stuff. And I would say going back to last year was really good about having these little tidbits. So keep an eye on that. And then as we get closer to free agency, the draft, of course, always reacting to that. And then we're here in Radio Row for Locked On Packers.
Oh, look at you.
So we had Aaron Nagler on today. We got some cool stuff coming later in the week. Josh Jacobs, AJ Dillon, Braden Arvidsson. So a lot of fun still to be had here in New Orleans for Locked On Packers and Radio Row Super Bowl week.
You think AJ Dillon retires before he plays somewhere else?
No, because of the money. If he can still get a contract, I would go play. But I don't know the situation with his health. I mean, I don't know what the situation is with his neck. Those are scary things.
Yeah.
So I hope if he wants to play, he will get to continue to play. But I also hope that he doesn't keep playing just because of the money and risk what could be really, really ugly injury.
Yep, I'm with you. Peter, thanks so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana.
Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.